All right. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear them yet, but you've got to be able to tap into the wisdom of Sister Member and Sister Number as they shed some light on how our deacons can take their service to another level.
Welcome to After the Benediction.
Yes.
I'm Sister Member, your favorite member.
And I'm Sister Number because I just barely made it in.
Scarcely made it in, might I add.
Well, today's sponsor of After the Benediction is Sweet Breath Breath Spray.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all how to use it because some people have been using it wrong. When you get those church members up in the front to pray for them,
yes,
we want you to tell them to open their mouth wide and call out unto the Lord. Then you take that breath spray and you spray it right there in their mouth.
Because we want your breath to be sweeter than a honey on a honeycomb.
Amen. Well, and thank you, Sweet Breath, for making that happen for us.
Yes.
Because we want to tell the truth today.
Now, our topic's on today. We want to actually make a tribute to our unsung hero.
Yes, of the church.
And our particular heroes that we want to just acknowledge you on today.
Highlight, if you
may. It's to our deacons.
Yes.
You know, our deacons have about 50 jobs at the church.
11, yes.
But we just want to highlight three of those jobs.
Important ones, I might add.
Yes. Let's talk about the first one. The first one is the parking lot committee. You know what? We really appreciate y'all, you know, especially the church, because I believe y'all are visionaries.
Yes.
You know, because for those churches that just may not have any lines drawn to where you need to park, y'all have that vision of exactly how that car should be positioned in the parking lot.
Yes.
And we appreciate you having that vision.
Yes. Y'all park us everywhere, from the grass to the trees.
It does not matter. Y'all are very creative.
Wherever you can fit a car, you seem to put us there.
Yes, but then sometimes y'all actually park us a little too close to each other.
Too close.
We need just a little room so that we can get out of the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
To get into the church.
Absolutely.
But we appreciate y'all being good visionaries, and I would like to apologize for some of us that may, you know, give you a little attitude.
Yes.
When you're trying to direct us
on where to park.
On where to park. But I think y'all got a special gift.
You do. You do.
Yes. I think y'all might have been, you know, little agents, you know. Y'all just need that little light to draw us in where to go. But I believe y'all might need to know your left from your right. Because sometimes y'all might say left, But you're pointing right.
Yeah, you're pointing right. Yeah, that is true.
Just work on that just a little bit. But we appreciate you, deacons.
And we're sorry that we ignore you when you tell us that we've come far enough and we might have hit you one or two times. We're sorry about that. We're sorry.
We just ain't got the money to pay for that bill. But we appreciate that your lives are on the line.
They are.
You know, you really sacrifice.
They are. So, well, while we're outside, let's stay outside with the deacons.
Okay.
So we have, you know, sometimes the deacon's role spills over into administrative kind of roles, too.
I agree.
So
I
we
agree.
Appreciate the deacons that have those administrative roles, too. But if you're in charge of the church marquee.
Yes.
We're going to need just a couple of things for you to remember. Keep in mind.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's summertime, right?
That's
We're
correct.
In the summer, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So why does the marquee say
Jesus is the reason for the season? Isn't that Christmas time?
Yeah, we're way past Christmas.
Yeah.
And even if you got He is risen, you still missed it. You missed it. It's over.
Yes.
He done rose. He back in heaven now.
Yes.
So we don't need to keep seeing that when we pass your church.
Oh, you saying Happy Mother's Day and it's actually Father's Day.
You know, you gotta need to work on that. You gotta stay on top of the times. You gotta stay what's current, you know, because a lot of people pass your church and they just wanna have the right information. And also, when you put things up there, it just should be bulleted things, you know? It shouldn't be the whole message, you know, because you're going to make me wreck my car trying to read all of that that you've placed on there.
Yes, it shouldn't be a whole paragraph.
No,
it's just too much.
It's too much. You know? I got 3 seconds to look at your marquee. I can't read all of that.
And then, you know, speaking of that, some of y'all may need to know how to spell.
Yeah.
You know, some of the words
spelling got to go.
Be misspelled.
Yeah,
you
the
know?
Creative spelling
and
got to go.
And then if you don't have enough letters.
Right.
For the marquee.
Please, don't
you
use.
Stop being a little creative and using like the threes for the E's.
Yeah, don't
you know?
Use the numbers.
I don't think it costs that the much ones to get as some more letters.
We don't need the numbers to be used as letters.
Yes.
Just invest in some more letters.
You know, but we appreciate you, though.
We do. You do. You work so hard, deacons, on the marquee. Just keep those things in mind, you know.
And our last tribute goes to those deacons that collect the offering.
Yes.
I tell y'all, they act like that's the only job y'all know how to do, you
yes.
know. But just a couple of things I want to address, you know, for y'all to actually do this job right. Now,
right.
you know, the presider normally says this is a time where you all can participate.
That's your cue.
That is your cue.
That's your cue.
To go get the offering plate.
Yes.
Okay.
The table, whatever you use.
Don't leave us just waiting.
And looking at you as you move the table
yes.
ever so slowly to the front of the church.
And some of y'all need y'all skills in walking backwards, you know, when you're holding the table. You know, you need the other person that is facing forward to really tell you where to go.
Right.
Don't so that you don't far. Bump into
don't
some things.
Don't go too far, yes.
You know, and when you're there at the offering table, we need y'all to speed up in the counting of the offering,
right.
you know.
Right.
Y'all just are taking your time too long, and they just some ones and some fives. I need y'all to add that up a little quicker.
Yes, yes.
And the choir is getting tired of singing.
Every song. Come on, choir, give us another selection. We're tired. We've sung five selections.
Five selections.
For this offering. And please make sure that you have all the materials that you need to collect said offering. Don't bring out the table and you have forgotten the plates.
Yes.
Don't bring out the plates and you have forgotten the table. Bring everything you need at once. If you need a calculator, and we're not judging, bring that calculator.
Yes.
Come on, bring it. Bring ye all to the altar.
All to the
bring
altar.
Bring ye all of it so that we don't prolong the service.
I tell you what, I told you, we've got to tap into their wisdom. Sister Member and Sister Number got it down. And I tell you what, they're breaking it down for us. I tell you what, I really appreciate those two ladies. Taught us how to burn the church mortgage the right way, and now they're helping the deacons. We need to get the word out to these deacons. Thank you for joining me today. I encourage you to join me again tomorrow. And each day that you can, as we bring to you more of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we work to build the individual, the family, and the community. Right here on 1550 AM The Voice and online at speakingwith.com. Till next time.